Yowzer. I'm looking forward to some time off during the summer season, but I'm also worried. While I'm taking my Sabbath from the front line, what if someone figures out how to replace me with ChatGPT? My roles, including this one as the 35-plus year creator of this weekly blog podcast, are susceptible to replication by artificial intelligence. Should I be worried? It wasn't on my top 10 list of threats to my continuance until we all got wind of one of the controversy clouds swirling over the last presidential administration. Specifically, the question not yet fully asked and answered. Who had control over the OOAP, that's Oval Office Auto Pen? The history is interesting. Thomas Jefferson, the third U.S. president from 1801 to 1809, was an innovator in his own right. The auto pen, used for affixing a signature to a document simulating the real deal, was first patented in 1803 and soon made its way into the White House. From then to now, it's been technologically possible to see the president's signature on a letter or document that he'd never seen. It was 2011 before Barack Obama used the auto pen to sign a bill from Congress to extend the Patriot Act. He was in France at that time. What's happening now? Questions are swirling regarding the disclosures coming out of the last administration's insiders regarding the declining capacity of the former president and the actions taken by members of his staff virtually on his behalf to simulate continuing engagement on his part. It's one thing to return correspondence with citizens with simulated signatures. It's quite another to sign pardons and proclamations claiming to be from the president about which he was never aware. Valid? Here's the rub. Not everything ascribed to a famous person is necessarily credible. Some people have the audacity to suggest that they have the signet ring of the sovereign. That's the ancient manner in which binding contracts were formalized by the person at the top, and can speak for the boss. Do they? Jesus foretold that situation within his kingdom as he delivered his blueprint for his future reign over the world. From Matthew 7, verses 21 to 23, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Close quote. There's a power line that is used frequently among the people associated with the Christian faith. In Jesus' name is often the parting shot in personal prayers. For some, it's used as a sign-off to let folks know that they're finished talking to God and are now ready to re-engage with mere humans. For others, it's used as the magic catalyst, like the three-digit code on the back of your credit card, that guarantees that what you're asking for will be delivered to you faster than Amazon Prime could drop at your door. Turns out that declaration, in the name of Jesus, can be a counterfeit in the hands of people whose self-delusion makes them especially dangerous. Some ostensibly religious people with hands and voices raised can use all of the jargon that would seem to legitimize their positions while reporting miraculous results from their religious incantations and find themselves shockingly neutralized at the finish line of life's race. I never knew you away from me is the ruling at the end that should scare the bejeebers out of us. Only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven is the qualifier established by the judge. How on earth could we know the will of the Father in heaven? The answer for me is vital. If I don't have clarity about what God has declared his will to be, I'm at risk of being deceived by the deceiver. And he, the deceiver, is always looking for patsies to do his bidding. Listen up. God's will is most reliably discovered between the pages of his word. From 2 John chapter 1, I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but you may be fully rewarded. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. Close quote. Be cautious about the kingdom's auto pen. Make sure he's behind anything to which you ascribe his name and authority. That said, when you're operating in advancing his kingdom, use his name and all of the power associated with it to accomplish great things.